community, the musicians, the movers and shakers, and the debates shaping today's music scene in the city different. Turn it up, pop a cold one, and enjoy the ride. All right, welcome to it. It's the Santa Fe Music Alliance radio show. I'm April Reese from the Santa Fe Music Alliance board. I'm your host this evening. And tonight we have on the show Matt Onstott from Dual Brewing, the latest live music venue in town. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you, April. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, well, thanks for being here. Appreciate
it. My pleasure.
Yeah, so we thought we'd bring you on tonight to talk a little bit about how you guys came into being and how you're contributing to the live music scene. It's always so great to have a new venue. As you know, Santa Fe is a little short on live music venues these days. We've had a few shut down the past few years. So I guess that's my first question. How did you end up deciding to make that part of what Dual Brewing is all about?
We opened just 3 months ago. July 18th was our opening day. And you know, we've been evolving for probably at least a year as far as what our ideas about what Dual Brewing was going to be about, what we were going to do there, what the space was going to be. And, you know, live music was always in an idea. It was always part of it. I think when we first had our first musical act come in, actually, though, and realized how much fun that was for us, for our patrons, we wanted to continue doing it. So now we're trying to have live music, you know, 2, 3, even 4 times a week. We're looking at expanding our space and being able to bring slightly larger bands because we are a relatively small, I'll call it cozy and intimate space. And, you know, we want to be kind of the place that musicians want to play. We've had a lot of musicians come in just to try our beer and end up saying, hey, I really like the vibe here. You know, can we play here? And we say yes.
And who are some of the artists you've had so far? I know Stephanie Hatfield and Bill Palmer recently played there.
They did. They played last Thursday. Mm-hmm. Anthony Leon has played every week in October, which was kind of a roundabout story. He had come he was a friend. One of our regular customers had an anniversary party there. She was good friends with Anthony. She brought Anthony in to play, and he said, hey, I want to play here some more. And so he's played every week. Tomorrow night he'll be playing again. And I think that might be his last show in Santa Fe before he heads off on a brief tour of some sort. So we've really enjoyed having him there. He's, you know, had great crowds for him. The Country Blues Review has played there before and is playing tonight, in fact, in about 45 minutes. Go on down to Dual. We've also had some DJs. We've had Taiko Hajijo drumming. We've had a couple of members from Jaka doing sort of a stripped-down Jaka version, a little African music. So we've tried to mix it up. I mean, I think probably the vibe we've had most has been kind of a perhaps a country-tinged Americana rock sort of sound, but we are certainly open to, you know, eclecticism and want to have all different styles of music there.
That's great. That's definitely, I'm really glad to hear you say that, because obviously this is somewhat of a country Americana dominated scene, which is, it's great. We have a lot of great Americana and country bands, but it's really nice to have that diversity you're talking about.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have a little bit more of an expanded space and we can take on. I think the most we've had maybe was a 4-piece. I mean, we've had you know, a lot of folks doing kind of a stripped-down acoustic set. Even if they are a 4 or 5-piece, they come, you know, a smaller group. We'd like to be able to host those larger rockin' sets with, you know, full drum kits and the whole 9 yards. And so we are looking into expanding our space a little bit, building a little bit more of a band shell, if you will, and being able to have some, you know, some more people on stage and doing some different things.
So speaking of your space, where exactly are you? Because I know some folks have a hard time finding you.
Okay, well, just today someone sent me this, just because we do have some you know, very intelligent people that come and drink beer at our place. We're at 35.655 degrees north and negative 105.998 degrees east. That's true. But for those of you who don't do coordinates, we're just off Cerrillos Road, not far from the old bowling alley, for those of you that know where the old Silva Lanes is, on the corner of Rafina and Parkway. So it's kind of a, you know, we're calling it mid-city, between Siler and Richards, that whole area there. We think it's perhaps the next place to be in Santa Fe. It keeps moving further south. There's a heck of a lot of people south, on the south side of Santa Fe. And so we're in a space that has, I think, evolved from mostly industrial to now there's all sorts of businesses. Our neighborhood has a little theater in it. It has some artists in our strip there. And we hope we can be the anchor for the next place to be in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really interesting how the South Side has really evolved over the past 5 or 6 years, which is great news for me. I live on the South Side.
That's what everyone says. Yeah. For every one person that says, oh, it's a shame you guys are too far away, 4 others say, hey, you're my neighbors. I'm glad you're here.
Right, yeah. So how did you guys come about? And it's kind of interesting to me that you are a Belgian tap room. You don't find that many of those in New Mexico. So how did that all come about?
Well, technically, we have to say Belgian style because you don't find any Belgian tap rooms anywhere but Belgium. But that point aside, you're talking. I'm the general manager there. I'm the non brewer of the bunch. But Todd Yoakum is our head brewer, and Trent Edwards is the owner of Duel. And the two of them have been brewing beers for a long time. They both live out in Cerritos Village and have brewed together for a while, and have developed a taste and a style of really good Belgian style beers. That's what, this is kind of our pat line, but that's what we like to drink, so that's what we brew. And so all of our beers are a Belgian style. It's a little less hoppy than what a lot of Americans are used to, a little more complex, a little more fruity, a little more vinous. That's what we like to drink. So we, and a lot of people are coming and saying, I like a big hoppy IPA. And then they drink a couple of our not so hoppy Belgian style beers and say, wow, that's really good.
Interesting. Well, I'll have to head over and try it one of these days. And I do know that you guys, your beer is available also at Dr. Field Goats. I was there recently and saw that on the menu, I believe.
Yeah, we would like to get our beers into a variety of locations, restaurants, and bars around town. I mean, to be somewhat exclusive, but, get them into a few different places so people can try our beer. Currently, we are at Dr. Field Goods, and we've had a relationship with them since the very beginning because they are neighbors in Mid-City. They're right across the Cerritos from us. So they've gone through several kegs of our beers, maybe a dozen even. We also have our beer at the Sweetwater Harvest Kitchen. So a shout out to both of those restaurants, because of the two places where our beer currently is being sold, both were in the top 10 in the Reporter's Restaurant Guide. So I thought that was pretty cool for them and pretty cool for us too.
And all three of you are new. Sweetwater, Dr. Field Goods, and Duel Brewing are all new within the past couple of years, right?
That's true. Of course, We're new in 3 months. I think Dr. Field Goods is less than a year old, I believe. And I'm not sure about Sweetwater. That might also be around a year, I think.
Mm-hmm. And so you have a partner that you do this, right?
Excuse me?
You have a partner that you do this with, right?
Trent Edwards is the owner. He's the sole owner of Duel. But I would say that Todd, the brewer, and me, the manager, and Trent are, the management team, we'll call it. We have a partnership in that sense, yes.
And have you guys worked together before? Or?
No. Well, Todd and Trent know each other from living out in Cerritos, being brewers together, home brewers. I met them about almost a year ago now. And funny story, Trent's wife was my dental hygienist. So, that's just a Santa Fe thing, isn't it? So that's how I got involved.
Oh, I love those stories of fruitful ventures, especially ones involving artistic things that come about through just random encounters, like at the dentist's office.
It sounded like something I wanted to be involved in. A bit of a change of pace for me, but we won't go into that just now.
What's your background? How was that a change for you?
I am a public policy person. Did a lot of work in healthcare, Medicaid, and I was the vice president for Medicaid policy at a major health company, and decided to leave that and become a general manager at a brewery.
Oh, interesting. Well, do you have any thoughts on what Obamacare means for musicians? Is that going to be a good thing for musicians who have a hard time getting health care? Any thoughts on that?
I'm not well prepped for this question on Obamacare. I think it's a good thing, yes. Well, I think in the end we'll see more health care coverage and better health care for musicians, mm-hmm. if that's where we want to go here.
That's one concern that the Alliance has, is just making sure local musicians get the health care they need. That's been a challenge. And it seems like, we're looking into it, and it seems like that's a real possibility under Obamacare, from what I've been able to tell so far. But we're in the process of delving into that a little bit further.
Well, if we're going to talk healthcare, for folks that are individuals who are, not attached to one of those big employers that offers healthcare, I think they've got a better chance of getting healthcare under the Affordable Care Act than they would have before.
Mm-hmm. And I know there are resources available to people now, like La Familia and organizations like that. So yeah, we're going to do a whole show on healthcare at some point. So
maybe I'll come back. I'll be better prepped for my healthcare conversation after that one.
Sorry to just surprise you like that. We didn't talk about that before, but I just thought I'd throw it out there since you mentioned that that's the field that you come from.
Yeah.
That's interesting. How are we doing on time, David? David Michael, our esteemed engineer. Yeah, well, let's go to break real quick. And when we come back, we'll talk about some of the great shows coming up at Dual Brewing on the Santa Fe Music Alliance radio show on KVSF 101.5.
This is George Gundry from Tomasitas, reminding you that Tomasitas is fast, easy, and delicious for lunch. Nothing will brighten up your day like a spicy and delicious New Mexican lunch at Tomasitas. Our staff are friendly and efficient and will serve you quickly so you can get back to work on time. And there is always plenty of easy parking. So brighten up your workday with the red and green chili for lunch at Tomasitas in the rail yard. Open Monday through Saturday.
The most comprehensive IT solution for small business. From $19.99 a workstation per month.
Now that's what I call Santa Fe IT service. No downtime, fast response, 24/7 monitoring, on-site and remote support. Or you could keep waiting for your IT guy to pick up the phone.
Dude, leave a number. Like, I'm on the fourth level, just got another life. Ha!
Santa Fe IT. Think of us as your company's very own IT department. Santa Fe IT, a division of Krumbacher Business Systems, 820-6007, or online at krubzy.com. Also Northern New Mexico's Sharp, HP, and Dell partner.
Live, local, and part of the Santa Fe and Northern New Mexico community, the radio stations and websites of Hutton Broadcasting reach potential customers for your product or service. Here's what our loyal advertisers have to say.
Hi, this is James Callis, and I've been advertising with Hutton Broadcasting since 2007. Attention to detail and quality is what Hutton Broadcasting is all about. Vera and her team have helped me to build my business while making it easy, fun, friendly, new, and exciting. In a word, awesome.
Hi, this is Katie Adkins from Tecla at the Cafe. My parents started the business in 1980, and my dad didn't believe in advertising, relying mostly on word of mouth, and obviously it worked for him. But since we started advertising with Hutton Media, we couldn't help but notice an extreme increase in new business, and we're glad our advertising dollars stay in the community.
Let us help you reach more customers and make more sales. Call us today at 471-1067 or email sales@santafe.com.
Hello, I'm Lucien Bonifou, the Intimist. Join me on KVSF 101.5, the voice of Santa Fe, every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. for Talk About Sex, the informative call-in show where no topic is off limits. Each week, I will bring you sexperts to take you to the sensual side with sexy secrets, recent research, and issues in sexuality. Your Thursday nights will never be the same again.
We're back. It's the Santa Fe Music Alliance radio show. I'm April Reese from the Santa Fe Music Alliance board, and with us tonight is Matt Anstott of Dual Brewing. He's the general manager over there. Thanks again for being here tonight,
and
Matt.
Thanks again for having me.
So I'm just curious, is Anstott, is that Belgian?
It is tonight, yes.
It is tonight.
We're gonna say that. I think there might be some Belgian in there, actually, so we'll go with that, yeah.
It's Nordic of some sort, right?
Yeah, it's a smattering.
A smattering, like most of us.
Right. I don't have any relatives in the old country, but I will tell folks that I'm Belgian. That's what I've been saying lately.
Sounds good if you're the general manager of a Belgian brewery.
That's right.
So I want to talk to you a little bit more about the music at the brewery. I know that you've had music pretty much from the start, haven't you?
Well, you know, we had music on our very first opening night, which we mm-hmm. opened with a Mix Santa Fe event, and they brought in DJ Muffintop to play there. And so that was, but then we went, we were still trying to get our feet under us. We had just opened, but we brought, I think perhaps our first musical act was when we brought DJ Muffintop back again. I enjoyed that kind of music. And so he played on a Sunday, and then we kind of started really digging it. And like I said earlier, a lot of musicians come in to drink beer, and then they say, hey, let's play here. And so we've really started gearing up. It used to be, you know, a Friday here, a Saturday there. Then it was every Friday and Saturday. And now we're doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and an occasional Wednesday. So we'd like to have music as often as possible.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And you said you're about to expand. And I think you used the word band shell, right? That sounds pretty extensive.
Clamshell, band shell. Yeah, we'd like to have, you know, we want to be a place where musicians really like to play. And so far, the musicians that have come have said, we really like playing here for a variety of reasons. You know, we don't have a TV behind them that distracts the people. People sit, and we have a good crowd. We have a, you know, a nice place and nice people that come and people that want to listen to the music, and they pay attention and they tip and they applaud. And so people like playing there. But we would like to do a, you know, maybe a 12 to 18 inch sort of riser with, you know, something to improve our sound a little bit, although the sound's not bad, but to work on that. So the presentation, the band is, you know, just sounds as good as they can in our place.
Mm-hmm. So what's the timeline for that? When do you expect the expansion to happen?
Oh, we're doing everything so quickly. I mean, we've been open for 3 months, and I think we've come really far in 3 months. You know, maybe by the end of this calendar year, we'll have that.
Mm-hmm. And how much of an expansion do you envision that to be?
You know, we need to expand both our brewery side and our tap room entertainment side, if you will. And so we're still looking at plans on how much of the expanded space will be tap room, seating, band, and how much of it will be conditioning, keg storage, walk-in cooler space, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But certainly, we'd like to be able to. Right now, when bands play, we move a bunch of tables out of the way, and they set up on one side of our place, and it's worked out fine. I mean, it's fine. But we've had some really packed nights where we wish we could get even more people in. So you know, by expanding a little bit and not having to move those tables out of the way, I think would be good for the folks playing and the folks listening.
Mm-hmm. We had a whole show on musician venue relations a month or two ago, I guess it was, and we had a couple of current or former venue owners and managers on, and a couple of musicians. I'm curious, what's Dual Brewing's philosophy towards having live music? I know some venue owners look at it from a purely practical point of view, where, you know, you're just trying to get more people in to, of course, sell beer. Of course, it's a business; you need to make money. And others just really have a personal appreciation for music and value music and musicians. I'm wondering where Dual Brewing falls.
Well, you know, it is a balance. I mean, I would sound phony if I said that we're not interested in selling more beer. I mean, sure. I mean, that's why we've booked mostly local acts that mostly have a following and bring their own people in, and that's been great. But, you know, honestly, all of us, I mean, Todd and Trent and I and the other folks that we have on staff, you know, we really like live music. Like I said, the first time we had live music playing there, we all, you know, we're just a little bit more upbeat. We enjoyed being in our own space with live music playing. It was fun. And I think that carries through to the musicians that come too. I'm not mentioning any names here, but, you know, we've had some musicians say, wow, it is refreshing to play in a place that, you know, you seem like you really want us here. You like us. You're friendly, you know, and we do. We dig that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we want to treat musicians well. You know, we are a startup. We are only 3 months under us. You know, we'd like to pay folks more. We'd love to pay folks tons of money. But, you know, in the meantime, we're going to share with them what we can. We're going to give them a plate of food and a couple of beers. And I think the musicians are, they get that and they understand, and they say, yeah, we're going to help you out now, and we're going to play here. We're going to keep playing here. Almost everybody we've had play wants to come back and play again, and that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have heard that your pay is on the lower end of the spectrum, but it sounds
like...
Who
told you that?
That is because you're sort of a startup. I'm not going to say. But it sounds like eventually you would like to pay more.
Sure, we want to be the place where musicians want to play and where people want to come and hear live music, and I think we're going to get there. And, you know, we're starting out by being... by offering what we can, and I'm not talking about money. I'm saying offering, you know, our hospitality, our friendliness, our, you know, just getting into it with them and seeing, you know, how much further we can take that.
Mm-hmm. Do musicians get free beer?
Yeah, sure. You know, we to an extent. I mean, right. we don't want folks falling down. I mean, some of our beers are pretty strong. We have a couple of 11% beers that we want them to be able to finish the set standing.
Yeah,
Or sitting. But we definitely offer that. That's part of the deal. Have a couple of beers for you and the musicians, and we do have food at Duel also, and so we'll feed people too.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought all of that up, because I think that is really, I mean, there's money, musicians need to make money. You guys need to make money. You're a startup. You can't really pay that much right now. But I think there's so much value in what you're talking about in just treating musicians well. And I think you guys are proof that if you do treat musicians well, they're going to keep coming back, even if you may not pay as much as someone across the city. I think the importance of that is underestimated here to some degree.
Well, I'm glad you said that. We also, we seek the advice and counsel of the musicians that come to play too. We ask them about our pricing structure or our venue or how's the sound, or, because we're new at this. I mean, my background, as I've said, is not booking bands, and neither is Trent, neither is Todd. So we take their advice and we say, how can we do this better for you guys?
Yeah, that's great. And that's probably why you guys have been so successful and will continue to be. It sounds like you're just going to continue growing from here. Whose idea, among the three of you, whose idea was it to have live music?
I don't know if I could pin that down. I mean, I think we all were into it. Todd does, out in Cerritos, has house concerts, so he knows a lot of traveling musicians, and he's hosted live music before out there. I think we all knew that we were going to do live music. It was just how much, how often, what's it going to look like, what's it going to sound like, where are we going to put the band? But we knew from the start, all of us, that we were going to have. And it's not just live music. We're trying to get into. We've got some partnerships with that little theater I mentioned in our neighborhood to do some different stuff: poetry, flamenco, a variety show night, quiz night, just other types of entertainment to. Show movies on the wall. We're an art space. And hopefully not a pretentious one, but we want to give all kinds of artists a chance to share their artistry.
That's great. That is really good news, especially for the South Side, where we certainly have a lot of artists, but not so many venues, not so many art spaces. So I'm really glad to hear that. We're going to go to another break here. When we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up on your schedule, a little bit more about what you listen to when you're not at Duel Brewing. We'll be right back.
Great, thanks.
On the Santa Fe Music Alliance radio show on KVSF 101.5.
It's Halloween at Camel Rock Casino. Take part in the Mad Cash Lab with prizes. Then the Night of the Dead Halloween Party and Costume Contest, Saturday, October 26th. A 21 and older event. Live music by Music Mix. Get ready for some ghoulish entertainment and come dressed in your spookiest outfit for cash prizes in four categories. Best Zombie, Best Witch, Best Fabricated, and Best General Costume. Judging begins at 9:30 p.m. on Night of the Dead. Don't miss Laboratory Z, Camel Rock's Haunted House, October 27th through November 1st. Camel Rock Casino, when you just gotta have fun.
This is Santa Fe Police Chief Ray Royale. Please help me keep our streets safe.
I'm Linda Trujillo, President of the Santa Fe School Board. We can work together to make our students safer.
My name is Henry, and I'm 10 years old. Please help me and my friends stay safe.
This is Mayor David Koss. Let's make our city safer. If you own a gun, lock it up.
Lock up your gun.
Lock up your gun.
Please lock it up.
This message is brought to you by New Mexicans for Gun Safety. If you've got it, lock it.
Beaver Toyota just keeps getting better.
And this week, Beaver has some used car offers that will make you say, wow,
no way. Beaver Toyota is one of the biggest used car dealers in the state.
Huge selection
on virtually every make and model. 2012 Camrys, $15,900.
Corollas, $13,900.
Hundreds of certified used Toyotas with 1.9% financing will save you thousands. Plus a Carfax history report.
Beaver Toyota's exclusive 5-day exchange policy.
100,000-mile warranties.
And more.
Not to mention Beaver Toyota's low price guarantee and service with a smile.
Wow! No way!
Hot. Buy from someone you trust. Buy from the leader. Beaver Toyota in Santa Fe. Your wow price headquarters.
Wow!
We stand behind our name.
And I promise you this, we're gonna wow ya.
This week on The Working Dead, Missy struggles with the idea of raising a family during the toastocalypse.
I just don't know if I want to raise the baby in an all-toast world.
And Buddy learns a valuable lesson from the wise owl.
They keep coming, man. There's nowhere to hide. We're f***ed.
Hoo-hoo-hoo. Have no fear. Wise Owl is here with my trusty RPM. A rocket-propelled muffin.
Tecolote Cafe, fighting the toastocalypse, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, so you don't have to live in an all-toast world.
All right, we're back on the Santa Fe Music Alliance radio show. I'm April Reese from the Santa Fe Music Alliance board. With me is Matt Amstutt. He's the general manager over at Dual Brewing, the city's latest live music venue and latest brewery.
First brewery in 16 years.
Oh, really? All of 3 months old. All you guys have really made a name for yourself in a very short time.
That was the plan. That was our grand plan, yes.
What's your marketing strategy? I bet some of the musicians listening could learn from you guys.
I can't divulge those secrets.
They're industry secrets.
Our biggest marketing plan is word of mouth. I mean, people come in and almost everybody, you know, you can't please everyone. Almost everyone digs the space, loves the beer, likes what we're doing. They go tell a friend. You can't beat that marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny with all the social media and all the modern technology we have and modern approaches to marketing. It really still comes down to that.
We do have a Facebook page, and it is kept up to date, and you should check it out. Mm-hmm. I've not tweeted yet, but I may tweet someday. I'm ready to tweet.
I hear you. I don't understand the appeal of Twitter. I like Facebook a lot better, but there's a lot of fanatical tweeters out there. And that's probably something Dual Brewing should be doing, right?
Well, keep the tweeting to a minimum when you are in, you know, please be considerate of other patrons. That's all I say when you come to Dual.
And don't tweet drunk. Yes.
Friends don't let friends tweet drunk.
Obviously, yes. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your own musical taste. But before I get into that, I was just thinking, before we went to the break, we were talking about, you know, what you guys think about having live music and your philosophy towards local music and bringing in bands. And it sounds like you have a variety of things going on. You want to expand live music there, both the space, make it more amenable to having live music, but also have a diversity of genres represented too. So I was just wondering, have you guys thought about doing an open mic night?
Well, we have. I think I called it variety show, but we're looking at maybe Tuesday nights, not a super busy night, not a night we usually get live bands to play, and maybe doing open mic or a variety show of some sort on a Tuesday. Not nailed down yet, so don't show up next Tuesday and expect to find it, but that we are looking into that. Yeah,
stay tuned to your Facebook page and possibly Twitter.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, well, that's so funny you mentioned Tuesday, because Tuesday seems to be the open mic night, and maybe that's why I've always
been
curious
about. Maybe we won't do it Tuesday
that.
If everyone else is doing it on Tuesday. That was just a thought.
There used to be a one in El Paseo. I'm not sure if that one's going on, but I know the one at Second Street in the rail yard. Case Tanner does. That's still on Tuesday nights. There used to be one at Tiny's, but they discontinued that. They still have the 505 Jam on Wednesdays. So I've always been curious why all those open mic nights happened on Tuesdays, but maybe that's it because it's just usually kind of a tweener night. It's a slow night.
It is a tweener night. Mm-hmm. After a killer Monday, and you're just still waiting for the next weekend.
So what about your own musical tastes? I know you're a music fan, but you were saying during the break that your musical tastes aren't always, you know, necessarily aligned with the genres that you bring in. Well, for instance, Americana sort of dominates the scene here. You were saying that's not necessarily your.
Well, there's some Americana that I like. Anyone listening that has played at Dual, I love your music. I'll say that right from the start. Everyone that played there. And there's some Americana type bands that I like. Caliphone just put a new album out. I love Caliphone. But yeah, my background is, you know, I grew up outside of New York in the late 70s, and I shouldn't say that, people know how old I am now, but, you know, that first-gen punk scene was, that's what I kind of liked listening to. You know, and as I've grown older, I guess I like post-rock, I like loud guitar music, a little death metal occasionally, but I can also listen to country-tinged bar rock Americana. I mean, I have a wide range. Mm-hmm. Not so much country and western. Not so much. I've not developed the opera taste yet, but hey, if there's an opera singer that wants to play a duel and can bring in a thirsty crowd, then they're welcome.
Now, there's a concept. There's something Santa Fe hasn't seen yet. How about we combine the open mic with the opera singer and have the opera singer host open mic? It can be an open mic for opera singers. There you go.
Well, I really like Lisa Gerrard, who used to be with Dead Can Dance, and I guess they got back together. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, that's operatic. I mean, so it's, you know, we can cross some genre lines here.
Right. And Santa Fe is all about creativity and bursting through those ceilings and boundaries and just mixing things up. So,
yeah, and I think we'd like to see some more other types of art as well, performance and, you know, some other things going on, maybe accompanied by music or what have you.
Mm-hmm. Like performance art, things like that.
Yeah. I think we're open to a lot of different things. And as I said, you know, 3 months in, we're doing things now that we didn't expect to be doing either so quickly or at all, but we're evolving and we're open to that evolution where we're not going to say, oh, no, we're going to be this kind of place forever. You know, we're going to see where our interests go and where our patrons want us to go too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that you're so open to different ideas, and it sounds like you're open to input from people too, right? If someone wants to get in touch with you to make a suggestion, how would they go about that? Or if they're interested in playing?
Well, we, like I said, we do have a Facebook page that is kept up to date. We do look at it frequently, and I believe, if I understand the social media correctly, you can talk to us through that Facebook page. People
do. Yes, they can private email you.
Mm-hmm. They can private email us. They can post comments. They can like us. Like us, please. you can also email us directly at Dual Brewing. You can email, probably shouldn't do this, but I'll say you can email matt@dualbrewing.com if you're in a band, you want to play there. And we'll talk about it.
It's okay. It's safe. A lot of people who come on the show give out their email, and we've had no complaints so far.
Okay.
So what do you, when you're at home, just, you know, tooling around, maybe cleaning the house, what do you listen to? What have you listened to lately? Or in the car on the way to Dual Brewing?
What did I put on the other day? You know, I've kind of new stuff to me, at least. I know they're not that new anymore. I've been really liking Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. I always like Mogwai, the Scottish noise band, if anyone out there is a Mogwai fan.
Oh, yeah.
Godspeed You, Black Emperor, another favorite of mine, a little weird stuff. Some electronica, you know, I like the Chemical Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about me.
Have you heard D Numbers?
Oh,
great,
I have, yeah,
local
yeah.
Electronica act.
I have, and I've actually, you know, through my downloadable music site, have picked up their stuff there, so.
Right, and Ben Wright of D Numbers just put out a solo album that's really inventive and interesting.
Well, Ben, if you're listening, give me a call, and we'll maybe you can come on.
There you go.
Actually, I saw them warm up for somebody. They might be Giants a couple years ago at that show down at Santa Fe Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're great. Uh-huh. Okay, well, we're going to go to a break here in just a second, and we'll be right back with Matt Onstott of Dual Brewery on KVSF 101.5. I'm getting my stations confused. I also do a show on our sister station, KVAC. This is Santa Fe Music Alliance Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Hi everyone, it's Momo from Momo & Co., 100% gluten-free, mostly vegan bakery and boba tea bar. October is Eat Drink Local Month, sponsored by Edible Santa Fe, and we'll be participating. Come see us on October 31st for discounts on our local berry fruit tarts and an assortment of Halloween cupcakes and goodies. Looking ahead, we'll start taking orders for your gluten-free vegan cakes, pies, and treats for the holidays starting November 1st. Momo & Co., we're at 229 Johnson Street between Guadalupe and Grant, directly behind the El Dorado Hotel.
Hi, this is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I'd like to schedule a test drive for my husband.
Great. Which car?
Camry.
Camry is one of our most popular models.
Well, he's crazy about it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Ever since our neighbor's got a Camry, he's been obsessed.
It is an easy car to fall in love with.
Yeah, but he's been watering the same plant in our front yard for hours just so he can stare at it. I think he's scaring the neighbors. I know he's freaking me out.
We better get him in for a test drive ASAP.
Experience the legendary Camry at your local Toyota dealer. Quiet, comfortable interior, available leather trim seats, and ultra smooth ride. Book a test drive and discover what you've been missing. To learn more, visit your dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Visit Beaver Toyota in Santa Fe, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota.
Hey man, here, have a Coke Zero. I don't watch the game without it.
Okay.
With Coke Zero, I can have real Coke taste and zero calories. If they can do that, then what else is possible?
How about a quarterback who throws touchdown passes
and then catches them himself in the end zone?
He throws it deep. Wait, he catches his own pass. Touchdown. Weird.
Like cheerleaders who cheer
and deliver sandwiches.
Someone wanted sandwiches.
I love your sandwiches.
What if the bear mascot was a real bear?
And our linebacker.
They're going to need a lot more quarterbacks.
Coke Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories. Enjoy everything.
Want a fail-safe way to enjoy everything this year? Head over to your neighborhood Walmart and pick up an ice-cold 20-pack of Coke Zero for $5.48. Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combined to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then what else is possible? Coke Zero and Walmart. Enjoy real Coke taste and zero calories. Enjoy everything.
It's the Santa Fe Music Alliance radio show. We're back. I'm April Reese from the Santa Fe Music Alliance board. And tonight, our guest is Matt Onstad. He's the general manager of Dual Brewing. And what do you want to give out the specific address again? We were talking about that earlier. How
well, I don't think I ever did that. I gave the coordinates.
Yeah, people get a little lost finding you. So.
Yes, we are at 1228 Parkway Drive. And if you don't know where Parkway Drive is, that is because it's a very small road, but it's right on the corner of Rafina. So if it's between Siler and Richards on Rafina, right on the corner, and it's a small business park called Parkway Drive, not okay. far from the Taco Bell, the Tortilla Flats, and the old bowling alley.
All right. I know exactly where that is. Yeah, that sounds like a great location for the South Side. It's sort of the northern South Side, so you kind of get...
It's mid-city. I think it's the population center of Santa Fe right now. I've been told that. I'm not just making that up, that there are as many people south of us as there are north of us.
I believe that. There's been just ridiculous growth on the South Side, especially around Jaguar Drive and in that area. So lots of customers, potential customers for you.
That's right.
So we're talking a little bit about the music, live music that you guys have there. It sounds like you're pretty committed to live music and you even want to expand. So that's great to hear. I know musicians are always looking for new places to play. It looks like, or sounds like they're finding you. You don't have to do much outreach. They're coming to you. They like the beer and they want to play there. You guys treat musicians right.
So it's that
falling into place.
Shrewd marketing plan again that we use. Yes, they told a friend and then their friend came in and told a friend.
Right. And everybody likes good beer. So, and you have food now too, it sounds like.
We do have food. I mean, it's not a huge menu only because we have a fairly limited kitchen space, which we also would like to expand eventually and have and broaden our menu. We're getting into the colder months now, so we hope to be broadening our menu a little bit in that direction with some warmer foods, soups, stews, hot things, mussels, what have you. But we do have food, and that's a good thing when you're drinking a couple of strong beers to have something to eat along with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's very good to eat while you're drinking for sure. And tonight is the Country Blues Review, from what I understand, right?
That's correct. I mean, if you can indulge me, I'll run down who's coming up.
Absolutely.
In the next week or two.
Yeah.
Yes, we have the Country Blues Review in 9 minutes. so get down to Duel, 1228 Parkway Drive. They're starting at 7 o'clock. Most of our acts, I mean, we're not a late night space. We don't have a full bar. We're not that, you know, we're not really that kind of place. Although we'll stay open for you. But so most of our musical acts, it's more of like a 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock thing. Tomorrow night, Anthony Leon's playing for the last time in October, and I believe he's going off on tour, so it may not be in Santa Fe for I'm not sure how long, but he has played quite a bit in October, and he's playing tomorrow night. Noah Pedersen, I'm sorry that I didn't do a little more research on this, but I think that's someone from out of town who contacted us through our website, is passing through town. I think he's a sax player, so I'm not quite sure. If Noah's listening, you can correct me. Aaron Bent is there on November 1st. Stephanie Hatfield and Bill Palmer are back. They played last Thursday, and they're going to be back on November 7th.
Nice.
And Mushi, the jazz funk trio, is playing again. They've also been there before, it was very successful, and they're coming back on November 8th.
Oh, what's their sound like? I haven't heard of them.
Jazz funk. Mm-hmm. They're Mushy Jazz Funk Trio, so of course they're a jazz funk. They're really cool.
Stand-up bass. Any vocals? Is it all instrumental?
You know, I sat there and watched them play. I do not believe that there was vocals. Maybe they'll bring a singer next time. I wouldn't swear to that.
Sounds intriguing.
And I would be remiss if I didn't plug something else that we're doing there, that when I mentioned doing other things besides just music, every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., we have kind of a semi-private thing, which is a life drawing. I won't call it a class, a life drawing salon. And we have a live model, and people come in. Artists come in with their easels and their sketch pads, and for the $25 price of admission, you get to draw the model for a couple hours. You get a waffle, because we are a Belgian-style brewery, and we sell Brussels-style waffles.
Nice.
And the beverage of your choice, which I'd recommend a beer, but if you're not into drinking beer at 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning, which I wouldn't get. But
beer and waffles.
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot better than you think.
Really? Okay. I'm going to have to try that. Yeah, you were telling me during the break that, interestingly enough, all three of you, the owner and the managers, have something of a artistic background. I know you don't think of yourself as an artist, but
I'm an artist still looking for my medium.
There you go. Perfect. Maybe it's like etch-a-sketching or something.
I could do that.
Yeah, but you were saying that
pornographic etch-a-sketching.
you do play bass a little bit, you said, so.
I own a bass, and yes, I do sit with it and make the strings make noise.
So we'll call you an artist.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. So you're bringing, all three of you have this love for art, and you're bringing that into what you do too, which is pretty unusual for a brewing.
Yeah, company. Trent's background, he's a painter, he's an artist. His artwork is on the walls, literally. I mean, there's a mural on one wall. So, you know, he brings that background. Todd, our brewer, is or was, depending on how you look at it, a graphic designer, and that was his previous career. So yeah, I come in as the bureaucrat, during the break, I do a great Excel spreadsheet. I can make it sing.
I bet you can write a mean white paper too.
Absolutely. A policy brief.
And you were saying before you got your doctorate in public policy and health, you were a school psychologist, is that right?
That's correct.
Interesting. This is a little off topic, but I'm just curious, do you have any interesting stories about your time doing that?
No, that was some time ago. I mean, I used to always have, it was clinical, you know, there was clinical relevance to it, but I had kids that I worked with would draw pictures of, you know, a family dynamic sort of picture, one, and I saved a lot of those. I used to think those were really neat, you know, having drawings from six-year-olds with learning or emotional problems, I thought were very artistic. So, and I made little collages of them at times. So, you know, all the names didacted or redacted, of course.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to me how art can be such a powerful form of expression in that context too. And I know people can, children and adults alike, can express themselves, often difficult things to express that they couldn't verbally through art and through music too. Did you ever use music in your work? Do you have any thoughts on music and psychology and how music can be used for healing and that kind of thing? That fascinates me personally.
Yeah, and I'll just say that I think that's true, that you know, music does have healing qualities, as does art. But you know, I'm a long way past my psychology career, so I don't know. It's even more alien now to me than the healthcare arena. So,
you
didn't tell me you were going to ask me psychology and healthcare questions.
Sorry to put you on the spot, but you have a fascinating background. So,
thanks.
We dive into that a little bit, and of course, it's all related too. If you really think about it, you know, healthcare and psychology, mental health, of course, is part of that, and music, part of important part of healing. And
since we're talking about kids and music, though, I will say that children are welcome at Dual Brewing. you know, we won't allow minors to drink that, but
well, that's good.
You know, families do come, especially when we have music playing. You know, people bring their kids, and you know, the kids have a good time and they dance too. And that's you know, we do have non-beer drinks there. So. And waffles. Kids love waffles.
Right. Yes. Well, that's great to hear, too, because I know families, you know, parents want to go out to see live music, but that's often a big barrier, finding childcare so they can bring them out. And it sounds like your shows are pretty early, too. You said Country Blues Review is going on at 7. So are most of your shows early like that?
I think all of them have started at 7. Everything we've done has been about 7 to 10. You know, we may look, again, I say we're evolving. We may look at pushing things back a little bit, you know, maybe pushing the hours back a little bit. But, you know, our posted hours, we don't go past midnight because, you know, we found that in our location and the fact that we're, you know, beer only. That's what our license allows us to sell, is just New Mexico beer. We don't have wine. We don't have spirits. So, you know, folks don't usually hang out there too much past that anyway. But if we start to see that people want later shows and us being open later, we'll accommodate.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, our time is just about up, but just wanted to see if there's anything else coming up that you wanted to talk about. You mentioned the shows that you have scheduled for the next couple weeks here, and you have plans to expand. I'm sure a lot of people will be happy about that. Any other plans looking longer term? What are your long-term goals for Dual Brewing?
Well, I mean, we're here to talk about the music and the art, mm-hmm. and I think I've plugged a few things we'd like to do with more performance art, theater, poetry, mm-hmm. quiz night, variety shows, all sorts of stuff like that. Of course, we're doing the drawing salon. But as a brewery, we have a lot of plans also to begin more distribution. We're working on our labels so that we can put out cool looking bottles and sell our beer, first in stores around here in Santa Fe and then beyond. And, hopefully my friends in other parts of the country will eventually be able to buy our beer too.
Wow. Thinking big. That's great.
Got to think big.
So what's the time frame for your, sort of doing this variety of artistic endeavors and bringing that to Dual? Is that something you're planning on adding to the mix fairly soon?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say we're doing it now. And, the Teatro Paraguas that they have a little theater in our neighborhood, they were in just last weekend, and we, sat and talked with them about maybe doing something with them, doing some collaborative, people go have a beer and then go to their show down at the theater, or they go to the theater and then come back and have beer, and we sort of cross-pollinate and cross-plug the event or do the event in our place, have folks maybe mm-hmm. do a little preview of what show you can see at the theater, that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. So we're talking about doing that as soon as we can all get it on our schedules.
Yeah, well, how fun. That's so great that you guys are doing that. That's just a really cool thing to have in Santa Fe. So thank you for that. And if people want to find out when exactly those things are happening, again, they can go to your Facebook page. And we should mention that it's spelled, since it's radio and you can't see this in print, it's D-U-E-L, not D-U-A-L. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. It relates to the dichotomous nature of man and society and how we are all dueling with ourselves, the right versus the left, the 99% and the one, et cetera, et cetera.
Right brain versus left brain.
We like to think of ourselves as a respite from the duel that is your everyday life.
Ah, I like that.
We also have our website is www.dualbrewing.com, but it's kind of a placeholder right now. But in about a week or two, we'll have our real website will be up. We're working on it. So visit us in person, even better.
All right. Great. Well, thanks so much. This is April Reese with the Santa Fe Music Alliance. I've been talking to Matt Onstadt of Dual Brewing, and that's our show for tonight. Tune in next week on the Santa Fe Music Alliance radio show on KVSF 101.5.
Thank you.
Music Alliance Radio Show, production of 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe. For more information about the Alliance or to sign up to become a member, go to santafemusicalliance.org. Tune in next Thursday at 6 for your next local music fix on the Santa Fe Music Alliance Radio Show on KVSF.